welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 88.
That's right.
I feel like I say that every time.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't hate, but I feel like I've used that every time there's an eight.
Like,
play it straight, but I don't want to be like straight pride, you know? So.
Oh, remember when we did the one that was like roller skate?
Yes. Oh, that was the best one.
I loved that title image.
Yes. That was back in the day. Back in the day. That was that like was. Eight. Like now it's 88.
Dude. Yeah, it's just a miracle and hashtag blast.
Oh, hey, well, so if you heard that, that is my dog, and that is just a good reminder of our drinking game. So take a drink anytime you hear a distraction because we record at home, so pets, oh God, babies, husbands, anything like that. Take a drink anytime we have a story out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or hangs out China. Anytime we say the words literally. Anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo. Anytime Kate gets the Nick Cage rage/Nick Cage love.
What?
Oh, God. What else is there? Anytime.
I don't know.
Misogyny. And then I think last week we had added Ashton Kutcher to the drinking list just because we had stories about him. So we'll take him off now. Since, you know, it's a new week. But
yeah.
I don't know if there's any like new celebrities that have really gotten on my nerves this week that I need to add.
I was trying to think real quick. I don't know. Everyone's pretty tame. Pretty tame this week.
Yeah. Happy official birthday to the Queen of England. Oh my God. You guys, don't get too drunk because my dog is going crazy.
This is so cute and angry. He's amped.
I was just telling Kate that we're giving him CBD treats to see if he'll calm down, and he's like amped.
He wants his voice heard.
I know.
He has something to say.
What is it, Pai? What is it?
I support Tripod. I stand with Tripod.
Oh my God. Well, I'm so distracted now. Where are we? What are we doing?
What are you drinking? Tell me that.
Yes. Okay. So I am drinking a very refreshing drink. It is pineapple vodka with mango LaCroix. So yeah.
Ooh,
mixing the vodka with the LaCroix.
Little combo.
Yeah. I had some like leftover vodka and didn't really know what to do with it. And so I was like, I'll put a splash of that in here. And it's got like a wonderful little tropical taste in my mouth.
I love it. When in doubt, LaCroix it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always say.
Exactly. What about
my old saying? I'm trying something different.
Oh.
It is so hot right now in Massachusetts. So I was like cleaning up the house, drenched in sweat. I don't have central air. Sorry.
I'm so old school.
So drenched in sweat. And then I was like, oh crap, I gotta go to the liquor store. And I was like luxuriating in their AC.
Right.
Store.
Yeah. Standing so in front of like the freezer door.
Taking my damn time. And I saw something that caught my eye. Of course, it's the super cute pink can with a flamingo on it.
Oh,
who doesn't love a flamingo?
I love flamingos.
And it is a Flaming Dreams Nitro, and I've been wanting to try a nitro.
Yes,
and it's like a berry blonde ale, which I always like a blonde ale. So I was like, let me give this a try. It's from Left Hand Brewing Company in Colorado, which is fairly well known, I would say, at least out here, maybe. So maybe it's more popular on the West Coast. Anywho,
but like
I'm
the
rambling.
The nitro kind of makes the texture sort of velvety, right? That's what I'm told.
So smooth. So it says like smooth and refreshing, and I was like, oh, that is speaking to me right now. Mm. So I'm gonna open my next can. It makes a really cool noise. Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Ooh, that's fun. That sounded like a volcano, like a kid's science experiment volcano.
Yeah, like you 100% think it's gonna like explode, but it doesn't.
Cool.
It is very refreshing. I like it. If you like a more like fruity blonde ale, this is really good. So highly recommend. I was glad I chose it.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, I'm not using my normal microphone, so I feel so free. Like, I'm just doing extra things with my hands.
Yes, we are doing a science experiment tonight. Like, we both have these kind of fancy mics that, well, I don't know, not like fancy, but, you know, we paid like $10 for them.
So, super fancy for us.
Yeah, exactly. And we are sort of doing an experiment because I've stopped using mine and I think I sound better. So we're seeing how we sound if we both do it. And I just feel like our mics are like too nice for us. Like the show is not of that even quality yet. So,
but now I'm like going to be making extra noise because I'm like moving around all over the place.
But I just feel like the mics like pick up all the noise because they're so good, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Oh man.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing with.
We're not in a sound studio, you know, like.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly. Actually, good point. I'm on the East Coast.
Yes. And Kate, I'm on the West Coast, Liz. For those of you who are new.
I forget to say that. Yeah. And I'm like, we should remember that we're not, because I feel like you just assume if you hear two people on a podcast, you think they're sitting right next to each other.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm.
A lot of people assume that about us. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
So,
though, like, the echo.
I know.
It's so bad. The delay. It's just a hot mess express, but we love it.
But yeah. Thanks for sticking with us, especially our Patreon saints. If you guys want to support us and come on and do a story with us, have a drink with us, you can do that at patreon.com. We always love new supporters, and our supporters get access to our confidential confessions episodes that come out every Friday only on Patreon. And those are fun. And you can also buy merch on Threadless. So check that out there. Yeah. Send us your story ideas, eveningboozehour@gmail.com, your drink suggestions, Instagram @eveningboozehour, Twitter @eveningbooze. We want to hear from you guys. So get in touch.
Yeah. We are always bringing the late breaking news.
Okay. One thing I do want to hear from people specifically before I forget, because I've had to like remember this for a whole week.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I didn't even like put a reminder in my phone or anything. But have any of our listeners ever had apple pie with cheddar cheese on it?
Disgusting. Disgusting. I'm sorry. Who is a bigger fan of cheese than us? No one?
No one. I know. So I went to this like deli, diner type place, I guess, and they have pie, and one of the options for their apple pie was a la mode or with cheddar cheese, and we were very perplexed by that, and so we asked the server, you know, what is that all about, and she said it's like a southern thing, so we kind of looked it up, and apparently it like is a southern thing, but also sort of originated in England, because like people used to eat, you know, sort of like now, like a cheese and fruit plate to like help with digestion.
Right, right. Okay.
And so like, I guess that just translated to putting cheese on apple pie over time and into the South. That's the Southern version.
Okay, but I have questions. Is it like shredded cheddar?
I think it's like a slice.
It's a slice of cheddar. So you take a piece of the apple pie with a little maybe bite of cheddar also.
Okay.
See, I was thinking in my head like melted cheddar cheese.
I mean, I think it might melt like if the pie is hot, you know, but yeah, not completely. Yeah.
Yeah. I just have so many questions, and love apple pie, love cheese.
Yeah.
It's like my, here's the thing. I hate cheesecake.
What?
Love cake.
No.
Hate cheesecake.
Really?
I always try a little piece, see if I like it. Because I'm like, surely I love cheesecake, right? You would think.
Well, it
No.
is really rich. Cheesecake is super rich. I will give you that, but I mean,
Yeah, maybe
I still
that's why I
like
don't
it.
like it. But yeah, it's like everybody loves freaking cheesecake. I feel so alone.
Okay, so let us know if you've ever had apple pie with cheddar on it. What's a dessert that everybody loves that you hate? What is a weird dessert combo? Like, we want to know. I
Yeah.
didn't try it, but I might one day just to
Well,
become
we're
curious.
if I go out there, we're trying that.
Okay.
100. That's the first thing we're gonna do.
Okay.
Clearly, we're gonna live Instagram it.
Yep, for sure. All right. Yeah, it was just like I had never heard of that. So if you're in the South, let us know. Is that like the regular? Is that your version of a la mode out there? I mean, I could see maybe putting like some bacon on apple pie might be good.
Okay, now we're talking.
But yeah,
Yeah,
I
because
get like
like
the salty and
cheesecake.
the like the savory and the sweet, but I just don't know if cheese is the right savory.
Yeah, I just don't know. I really have to try this to decide. Maybe I'll love it. Maybe it'll be like my new thing.
I know. I mean, I do like fruit and cheese separately.
Hey,
So,
yeah.
yeah.
Very
That is
interesting.
all.
Real head scratcher.
Yep,
Real.
I've been thinking about it for about a week now, so.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Oh my God. So, oh, the Tonys are happening right now. The red carpet
Yeah.
awards.
That's the one I don't
But,
really
you know.
watch.
Yeah, but I like the red carpet because people are usually pretty like it's more fun, like the MTV awards or music awards or whatever. Like
It's not as
some
rigid, yeah.
yeah, some red carpets are more fun. So maybe I'll post some of our faves from that red carpet. According to whoever they show on Instagram, because let's face it, I'm not gonna look that deep into it. I'm just gonna see what scroll through Instagram,
You can count
see
on
who.
us for late breaking reposts.
Yeah, late breaking news, literally late, like
Late
quote unquote
breaking
breaking
reposts
news.
of news.
Late breaking repost posts. Cool. Okay. Now that we're all clear what's happening here.
Also,
Oh,
because you're not
also,
going to hear this until Wednesday, and this is Sunday, so.
it's so late.
This
You're
whole
like, I don't
conversation is not relevant.
It's in the past. It's so
Yep.
far. Bradley Cooper and
Yes.
Irina. That wasn't the correct accent, but
Oh, I don't even know how to pronounce her name, so thank you.
Yeah, is it Irina Shank Shake?
I know it's Irina, I think.
Know for sure it's Irina, I think.
Yeah.
But they split,
Yeah,
so
I
no
mean,
surprise,
yeah, I was gonna say,
right?
did we see this coming because of the rumors of with Lady Gaga? Like, was that, is there anything to that, or is that just kind of maybe of the extra pressure added to,
Yeah,
something that
I
was
feel
already
like
going downhill?
I was like rooting for them only because people were like, oh, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And I was like, oh, come on, shut up. Like, everybody's just like making that up.
And they have a child
But
together, like that's why I'm like, just let him be.
I know. Oh, also, like, come on. That picture of Beyonce with
Oh, the side eye.
the what? Yes, the side eye picture. I'm sorry.
That like wasn't anything though.
I know.
Her publicist came out and said like, no, that like what you're making it out like nothing. Or like a huge
Know.
thing out of nothing.
This is like, I think, my problem with the whole Beyonce thing because I really do like her. But
The
I think it
hive.
is the fans. Yeah,
Yeah.
like, are you kidding me? The owner of this basketball team's wife is talking to Jay-Z. She's probably like, congratulations on
Being a
becoming a billionaire.
billionaire. Yeah.
Who knows? Anything. And just this one picture, it's like, now she's getting death threats. I have
Yeah,
a
I
problem
know.
with that.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Like, come on. Oh, she reached over Beyonce to talk to him. Come on.
It's so crazy. So
the internet.
Anyway, of course, this is super late news.
But did you see the meme of like Gaga's 4 outfit changes from the Met, and it was like her reaction to finding out about Bradley Cooper's split? And it was like Gaga's reaction in 4 moments or something, and it was so great because it was like the shock and then like the smile with the umbrella and then the phone. Yeah. It was so good.
And then on the hands and knees, like crawling.
Yeah.
That is, God, people are so good.
The internet is so evil and so wonderful at the same time. Two great examples, the beehive and their like lameness, and then memes.
Yeah. We just proved it right here. Oh my God. It's crazy. But of course, like while I'm trying to find news stories throughout the week, there was like nothing.
Slow news.
So, yeah, slow news week, which I guess is like fine. Of course, lots of like sad news and like deaths and shootings and babies locked in cars and like, you know, it's all like sad stuff. And we tried to be a little more, I mean, sometimes though, we bring you some pretty crazy stories.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I tried to keep it light this week.
But we got to really rely on the public for that. You know, it's not up to us people.
I know, seriously. So you know how, like, I'm sure everybody listening has heard of cat cafes.
Yes, I've been to one. Amazing.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Well,
did you go to one that was, like, the cats were for adoption?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's how all of them are or just, like, most of them.
I don't know. Yeah, I think most of them, like, you weren't really supposed to touch the cats too much. Like, if the cats wanted to come to you, that was fine. But, like, you weren't really supposed to, like, pick them up and, like, do stuff with them. But, yeah, it was a coffee shop, and you could get your coffee, and then you could go into this room where the cats were, like, all hanging out, and they had all their, like, towers and toys and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're probably just, like, sleeping.
And, yeah, I mean, you could play with them. You know, you could definitely, like, play with them and sit down and... yeah, it was awesome.
That's cute. I would die.
Yeah, you would die if you're allergic.
Anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
But it's cute. I love the idea. So there's like cat cafes. I guess generally they're called pet cafes, because there's like dogs, rabbits, goats, owls. Mm-hmm. Which I was like, I'm sorry,
owls?
But
what?
I don't want a goddamn owl anywhere near me.
I think fucking predator, like, coming to get your eyes.
Yes. And I just recently looked into the soul of a handicapped owl.
Oh my God, what did you see?
And it put a hex on me, I don't know.
What?
Like, okay, I'm sorry. Owls are so cool looking, and then it's like the more you stare at it, you're just like,
you get hypnotized.
Am I on drugs right now? What is happening? Mm-hmm. Do it. If you have a chance, I don't know. I'm always taking my kids to things that are like, oh, the animal lady's coming or whatever, who just brings like old handicapped animals. And she had an owl and it was so close to me. And I was like, this thing is staring into my soul. And could it attack me at any moment?
I think that's like, I think that's why you can't like break eye contact with it, because you're like, no, owls are so crazy, they'll just like kill you in an instant. I feel like that you have to like be really in tune. You can't blink.
Dude.
You can't blink.
No, and it was like all like sketched out. Mm. It was something. But anyway, yeah, apparently there's owl ones somewhere in the world. But little fun fact, the first animal cafe was established in Taiwan in 1998. But I'm like, haven't like cafes in Paris, like, don't you just think of dogs at a cafe in Paris for the last like 500 years, right?
I guess, I mean, outside on the patio, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, like their owners, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, oh. For sure.
Okay, So, well, that's why I'm confused. Like, why are they calling it a pet cafe?
Well, because anyway. I think because you can bring them indoors, which, like, you normally can't, you know, in most places. But, and, like, you can't, I mean, cats, you don't really bring on leashes unless that's, like, my dream, you know, for someone to do that.
I saw someone with their cat on a leash outside, and I was dead.
Like, that's literally my dream.
I am sorry. Like, living out here, like, it's not a city. It, you know, like, I could understand, oh, if you have, like, a city cat or something, maybe. But out here, everybody has yards. Like, everybody's cat just, like, runs around through
not
all the yards.
Country,
like,
cats. Let the cat be, Kate. Was... Let the cat be whatever he wants to be, okay?
I was like, this is not okay. I need to know the background. I need to know everything about this situation.
Oh my god, we went to a coffee shop down the street, and there was a couple there with a cat on the leash, and we sat next to them, and I was like, oh my god, this is my dream. Can I please take a picture of your cat? And they were really nice about it. But yeah, it was like an old cat. I would like to, you know, raise a cat as a youngin to, you know, be on a leash. Oh my god, come with me everywhere.
I cannot believe this is your dream.
Oh my god, yes. Wait, and I have to shout out my friend. My cat used to go outside. We used to have a little backyard that was much more enclosed. Now we're on the second floor of a complex, and there's like an alley and like a busier street. Hey, so like we don't let him out anymore.
Do they seriously not care? Like, could they literally live in the same room forever? Like, they don't care.
No, my cat definitely misses being outside. Like, it's sad.
That's really sad.
So we're trying to figure out a way to, like, maybe enclose our balcony or something so he can go out a little bit. Like, he liked being in the sun and sitting out there and eating the grass and stuff, but it's pretty sad.
Puke it up.
Yeah, sometimes, you know. But I do have to shout out our Kardashian fashion correspondent, Amber, who has a little kitten. Well, she's not so little anymore, but Duchess is her name. You can follow her on Instagram. I think it's at Queen Duchess. At Queen Duchess or at Queen Duchess 520. But she was on a leash. She had a little harness as a baby, but she's outgrown it. And I was like, oh my god, that's like literally what I want to do. Yeah, Queen Duchess 520. So cute. Follow on Instagram if you want kitty cuteness.
Oh my god, I'm going to. That's so cute.
Anyways, the longest tangent about cats on leashes ever.
I'm just so thrown off. I am like, I don't know if we continue the podcast. It's been a good run. Okay, so here we go. There is a bar opening in San Francisco, which is one of my favorite cities.
Yes.
Super expensive.
Yes.
But really cool. But I was thinking, like, okay, what is, like, the worst animal you could think of to be, like, in a bar or cafe?
A horse.
You really went for it, huh?
Like, I was just thinking how they would, like, poop uncontrollably and, like, a lot, you know? And I don't know if anyone's ever seen that show, Bar Rescue, but one of the episodes, this guy rides a horse into a bar, and it's complete chaos. Uh-oh. It's no place for a horse.
Old Town Road. I blame it on Old Town Road.
Yes. Horses are just stuck in my mind lately.
That is hysterical. Well, I was thinking more of like
a pet,
a mouse or a rat.
Oh,
but, you know, because you think of like, what is like the ultimate health code violation? Oh, a rat or mouse in a bar.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like automatic shutter down.
Yep.
Shut her down. So, Merlin Entertainment is hosting this pop-up event, which is like, you know, that's like the new thing too, is pop-ups. Mm-hmm. Restaurants, bars, cafes, themed. It's like never ending. but it's a pop-up event at a dungeon, which
Oh.
I guess like dungeons are super cool too now.
Where is
Like
this?
pop-up. San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was like, did we travel back in time? I can't
I
remember.
Well, I think that's like the whole thing of it. Plus, like, people our age used to play Dungeons and Dragons,
Oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah, our
Yeah,
neighbors
so
still
like,
do play it. Yeah, our neighbors are big board game people, and that's one that they play.
that I want to like watch people play Dungeons and Dragons because like I don't get it. I've
I
had
don't
my brother
either.
used to dabble in it,
Dabble.
and I just could not even pretend to care
Yeah, no.
what was happening. But so, you know, Dungeons is like the new thing. It's like themed and whatever. I don't know. You can make it really whatever you want to do. So plus, like, okay, if you're having rats or mice, like people obviously don't care, right? If you're paying these tickets, okay, this place is open for only 3 days,
Okay.
and the tickets are $49.99, where you can get a rat tail, which is like cocktail, but also makes you think of rat tail, which is like the funniest hair ever. Probably my favorite hair fashion of all time. Which my brother, who used to dabble in Dungeons and Dragons, had a rat tail.
Oh, of
So
course. It
just
only makes
that
sense.
out there. It all connects. So this rat tail is called the Amaretto Sour.
Oh, God.
Already, I'm like, no. Even though I think it would be disgusting, you're calling it an Amaretto Sour. Not going. You get a full tour of the quote unquote dungeon, which it's like, what is that? How is that going to be? One room?
Yeah, exactly. Here's
I
where we
don't
held the
imagine.
prisoners.
Yeah. Oh, you get 30 minutes of playtime with the rats
Ew. Do
and
you need to have
access to a
like
cat.
vaccines before you go here?
I don't think so. Well, apparently, like, okay. The rats are being provided by a rescue, like, sanctuary
Okay.
place of small animals. So I guess that's, like, a good thing to promote that. But, like, in my head, I'm just thinking of, like, rats and mice just, like, scampering around
Yeah.
every right or just
Yeah.
like all hiding
That's
like
what
and then
I
you're like
think of in my
where's
head. Yeah.
yeah yeah so I'm assuming somebody like people are gonna be walking around with these rats right like handlers and then you can like pet them
Yeah, or maybe like it's in kind of like a fenced off, closed off area, kind of like when you see like a puppy adoption thing out in front of a
oh
store. Maybe
okay.
like have them like that and you can like put your hands in and I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so like the good thing is that you like can then go to the sanctuary place and,
Right.
you know, adopt one of the
Sure.
rats, I guess. So that's like good. But I'm thinking like the ultimate animal you don't want to see like indoors, right?
Right,
Besides like
exactly.
a lion, of course, in your case.
Exactly.
So yeah, we'll see how popular that is. And if any horror stories come out of this, it's going on next week. So I'll keep you posted if there's anything new, any updates. Okay, so this next story is, oh, it's from Canada.
Oh,
Yay.
Canada.
So happy. I remembered.
Yay.
Canadian. So Stephen Mills was visiting a museum in Alberta, Canada. Is that an accent? Canada. Is that Minnesotan? I don't know. I don't
Close enough, close enough.
know. So he's visiting this museum in Alberta, Canada last month when he cracked the long-locked safe in this museum. So there's this museum, the Vermilion Heritage Museum, and they've had this safe in the basement that they've been trying to open, they've hired blacksmiths and even called the manufacturer of the safe. No luck.
Oh, wow.
Safe originally belonged to the Brunswick Hotel next door. And, like, first when I was like, oh, my God, the Brunswick Hotel. And I'm like, is that the Sour Toe Cocktail place?
Oh, right. But it's not. Right.
For some reason, that was called the Brunswick Hotel. Mm. But, no. Not an Alberta cannabis.
Yeah,
story.
I feel like it wasn't Alberta. It was a different province, yeah, maybe.
It was probably, like, Saskatchewan.
Yes.
I feel like our
I think
Canada
it was.
Stories. Awesome. So, not only did nobody know what the code to open the safe was, but nobody knew what was actually inside the safe. So, there was, like, extra...
That's crazy. Incentive. They couldn't just, like... take a chainsaw and open it? I don't know.
No, it's like old school safe. This wow. isn't like your, you know, nowadays you buy a safe at like BJ's and it's like, boop, boop, boop. You could just like carry the safe out, yeah. smash it up on the sidewalk. It's like,
this is some
whatever.
Serious safety.
Yeah, so safety. So, this guy, Mills, Stephen Mills, he said that he put his ear to the safe and studied the numbering on it. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, you see in movies, like, the spy or whatever, like, puts his ear to the safe and then starts, like, moving the dials.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can hear, like, something happening inside with the gears and stuff. So, obviously, this guy knows about safes, right? If you're doing that, like, you yeah. probably have some understanding.
Or he's seen a lot of movies.
Yeah. He's like, look at me, kids. Yeah. Watch me. You're so cool, Dad. So dial went from 0 to 60, and literally the first combo he thought was 20, 40, 60.
Okay.
So he tried it, 20, 40, 60, and that was the combo.
No way. After yeah. all these years.
Yeah. After 40 oh, years. God. So.
What was inside?
The safe, you ask, huh?
Yes.
Okay. This is so sad. The safe did not have gold or millions of dollars. It only had an old pay sheet. And part of a restaurant order pad from the 70s, which is, like,
that's
also
it?
The sad era besides the 80s.
Wait, that was it?
Yes.
What did they? Why did they think there was stuff in there? That's so weird.
They had no idea.
Oh, gosh, like, they bummer.
They literally nobody knew.
Mm-hmm. What a letdown.
Can you even?
For 40 years.
Why would anybody even put an old restaurant order pad in a safe?
Was there an order on the pad? I want to know what the person was ordering.
Oh, God. It was their last meal.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Oh, my God. Or, like, yeah, secret recipe.
Yeah, this is, like the most exciting story. Because imagine how, like, amped you would be if you were this dude. And you just open the safe that hasn't been opened in 40 years.
Well, like, it reminds me of, like, Capone. It wasn't Al Capone's, like, tomb or whatever. That's probably the wrong word, but like Geraldo opened it up and there was nothing in there, you know. There was like all this hype around it. I think it was in like the 80s or 90s. It kind of reminds me of that, you know, or any of these like shipwreck kind of discoveries, you know. We always like hope, I think, like build it up in our minds, the secret and the myths, you know. And it's like, in reality, probably someone was really smart and whoever was the last business owner took everything out of that safe before they left, you know?
Right. You could just be like shot dead and murdered and you didn't have time to like clean out your safe,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have family and I don't know. But yeah, probably more times than not, you're not going to find anything special. Wow, Geraldo.
Yeah, we should look into that sometime. I feel like it was just a big, huge letdown, but I vaguely remember some sort of VH1 show on it.
Oh, my God. I have to look into that. Fucking Geraldo. Okay. last story. It's a little quick one. So last week we did
a story about that stupid principal who stole Ashton Kutcher's 2013 or whatever Teen Choice Award. So he's an idiot. This is not an update on him. Still a complete moron. this is another commencement speech story. So Jenny Slate, who I'm sure you know from something.
What is she from? Saw the headline and I'm trying to figure her out.
She was in Parks and Rec. Don't you love that show?
Yeah. Who is she though?
She has like a super high pitched voice, kind of. Like she has a very distinct voice.
Short, oh, Jenny Slate. Yes.
Yeah.
Duh.
She has like dark
hair. Yes. Oh my God. John Ralphio's sister. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I like just because her name's like Mona Lisa. So, you know, just like Jenny Slate, I think is like too plain of a name for her.
That is so funny. Yeah, she, I think she also does the voice for one of the dogs on Pets, the Pets movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Pets too. So that's like mostly what I know her from. But she's in actually a lot of things.
She is. She's in a ton of stuff.
Drunk History.
Yes, too. I think so too. Love that show.
Okay, so Jenny Slate, who we love and adore.
Who I just remembered who she was.
She's set to give a commencement speech at a school on a small island off of Cape Cod for one student. So there's this little tiny one-room schoolhouse.
Oh my God.
On this island, off Massachusetts. And you can only get there by boat or, like, airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's, like, no bridges to it. It's a tiny island. The girl's name is Gwen Lynch. You go, Gwen.
You go, Gwen.
Congrats. This is her eighth grade graduation coming up. Yeah, she's the only one at this one school or one room schoolhouse.
Wow. And like, so her parents were still like, no homeschool. You go to school. We're going to keep all of the resources going for you.
You are damn straight. I'm funding school.
Are literally keeping the teacher and principal and, you know, janitor employed.
I would like love to see this little school house place. I love when they make an old schoolhouse into, like, a house.
Yeah.
Have you seen, I don't know if you've seen that out there. But in Massachusetts, like, driving through all these old little towns that I live near, they have, like, little schoolhouses that they've made into real houses, and it's so cute.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, so New England-y. Anywho, okay, so come to find out, like, because you would think, oh my God, this is like so random. Why is she giving a speech to a single eighth grade graduate? Like it's like what?
Yeah, so it's only middle school.
So there
kidding.
Is actually
just kidding. Congrats.
But no, seriously, it's like okay, come on. Like everybody graduates fifth grade. Congratulations. Everybody graduates eighth grade. Anyway. Oh my God, take this out. So this guy on the island reached out to Jenny Slate's father, who is reviewing a book for him.
Okay.
And she's also dating this guy named Ben Shattuck, who... Oh, the name of this island is called Cuddyhunk.
Cuddyhunk?
Cuddyhunk. Cuddyhunk Island.
You mean the name of this episode is Cuddyhunk? Ba-dum-bump.
Oh, my God. So good. It's, like, the cutest name /, like, funniest.
I just think of, like, a hunk with some cut abs. It's great.
Yes. A Cuddyhunk. Literally. So her boyfriend runs the Cuddyhunk Island Writers Residency situation they have there. So, which is like a super popular thing for writers to like, mm-hmm. there's like a huge place in New Hampshire that it's just like out in the woods. Writers go, like famous writers go there to be like unplugged, like get, you know, they don't want writer's block. You're a writer. You don't want writer's block.
They need to be inspired, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. So they do whatever they need to do. So this guy apparently runs the one on Cuddy Hunk Island. And he was like, hey, I know a celeb. Let me pull some strings. And yeah. So she's going to be.
God. I love that she's doing that. And she's like obviously not getting paid or anything. Like she's just doing it because it's hilarious and she's awesome.
Yeah. And she's already met with the girl. Like they've like hung out and like gotten to know each other.
Oh my God.
So she's like, this is like so much pressure. She's like really nervous about it, which is cute. But
God. So yeah, she just like, wow, was the only person in her class. So next year, like that's going to be kind of a transition if she goes to high school.
Yeah, like is high school
in 10 people?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't get any stats. It didn't say like in the article.
Either way, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot, even if it's one more person. I mean,
I know. Well, I don't know how many kids were in the one room schoolhouse.
Right.
But she's the only one graduating. So
I know. That's just
weird. There might be other kids. I don't know. But I thought that was like a cute story.
That's so because cute.
You always hear about the big graduation commencement speakers. So
totally, and that's like she's such a celebrity, even though I didn't remember who she was. But like you know, she's like a name that like a college could have her speaking there. Yeah,
and she's like she's from Massachusetts. I don't know if I said that, but
I didn't know
she's
that.
From Massachusetts, so. You know, it's kind of like a local-ish thing for her to do, too, so.
Totally. I love that.
That's all I have for you.
Congrats to all the graduates this year.
Yes. Congrats.
Fifth grade, eighth grade,
high school, college. Oh, the pre-K.
Yes.
Pre-K graduation. If I ever get asked to a pre-kindergarten graduation party, is that a thing? Like, do people do that?
You tell me. You're the one with kids. Yeah. I have no idea.
Oh, I don't send my kids to pre-K.
Yeah.
That's not a thing. I do much before they start kindergarten. Oh my God. Help me.
I feel like now is not a good transition to this next story.
Oh no. What do you have?
Well, I was going to go into crime time. And, you know, speaking of motherhood, it's Top Mom is back in the news. That was her nickname, right?
Oh, no.
That's right. I, like, don't even, like, want to do this story, but I'm only going to do it just to let people know so they can go boycott this movie, okay?
Oh my God.
This is about Casey Anthony, who we all know and hate. And she was acquitted of the murder of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, in 2011. And I mean, the girl's got a reputation, like beyond the trial and like how it took her almost a month to report her daughter missing and just like all the evidence that really pointed to her. She, you know, was acquitted, but she's also just not gone on to be like the most savory character, I guess we'll say. And like, not to judge, you know, if you like, everyone grieves in their own way, everyone moves on in their own way, you know. And there's just been like pictures of her out at bars and dancing on tabletops, and like, that's fine, you know. I think it's now the thing that rubs me the wrong way about her is this. It just seems very much like the OJ If I Did It kind of interview and story that he did. It's like making money off of the death of your child, you know, in a lot of ways. I don't like it. So what am I talking about actually? She is back in the news because she is planning to do a racy tell-all movie coming to theaters near you next year, if she has anything to say about it. So, right now, Casey today is 33 and she still lives in South Florida. She lives with a private investigator who worked on the case and they keep a pretty low profile, but she apparently wants to tell her side of the story. It's now 11 years later. She wants to tell what's happened and she's going to tell everything, including apparently how Kaylee died. So that's where I'm getting like the OJ vibes. Like, I think it'll be not like admitting to it, but like saying like allegedly, you know, well, and basically admitting to it.
The Vandersloot kid or whatever.
He's oh, like, yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what happened if you give me like $500,000.
Yeah. No. Like, yeah, exactly. I don't know if anyone heard about that. The guy who's allegedly killed Natalie Hollowell is going to tell his big secret for money. But yeah, exactly. It's like, so she wants to have her say. I get it. But like, people are saying that Casey, apparently, I'm doing like major air quotes, is very smart. And that's why she wants to make the movie really racy. She wants to have like several sex scenes. She acknowledges that, you know, she's been with several men, and there will be a scene in there that depicts how she became pregnant, which,
oh my god,
is just disgusting. Yeah, so she's working on this. I mean, her trial, if we all remember, was such a media circus. At least 40 million people watched at least some point of the testimony, according to Nielsen research. And you know, she was
I believe it.
Totally. And she was acquitted of murder and manslaughter, but convicted of 4 counts of lying to police. So that's all really, I mean, I just think it's kind of gross. I don't know. I mean, she has every right to tell her side of the story, but, you know, her poor little girl, it's just so sad. And like, I don't know if anyone's ever listened to podcasts about this case, but like, I feel so bad for her parents. Like, they... Yeah. Like, yeah. Loved that little girl, and I think are just in the most awful place, you know.
Oh, my God. I know. Every time I do listen to a podcast about, and that comes up, I'm just like, ugh. And it's always about, like, how the parents are just so, oh, my God. All right. Well,
so sad. Exactly. So, yeah, watch out for that. Spend your money on better things. But, yeah.
Never had, like, Netflix or anything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just, like, you know, I think with any of these documentaries, and we've talked about this a lot, you know, kind of see who's interviewed. Are they telling both sides? Did they reach out to, you know, and I've definitely watched some that are very much one-sided, you know, but I think just, like, go into it being, like, informed, you know, and, yeah. Okay, so next up is my animal kingdom story, and this is really more of a insect kingdom story, I guess.
Oh, I don't know. Well, insect is animal, right?
I'm gonna throw it all in there. So this is crazy. This happened like last week, I think. National Weather Service meteorologists noticed something really puzzling on their radar screens in Southern California. So like
UFO.
Well, right. Yeah, no, I mean, think about like a meteorologist weather screen. It's just like this giant green blob, okay? Like that shows like a concentration of something. And they're like, what the heck is this? They said it was very strange because it was like a relatively clear day and there wasn't, you know, any rain or thunderstorms predicted at all. So they called a weather spotter in Wrightwood, California, near the blob's location in San Bernardino County.
And, the blob.
Yeah, the blob. And the spotter told them that this mysterious cloud was actually a giant swarm of ladybugs.
Oh my god.
It's called a bloom of ladybugs. Like, they're just so many of them together traveling and migrating at once that it's like a dark cloud.
Oh my, have you ever had like in, well, I mean, unless it happened while you lived here, I don't know, but in New England at least, every once in a blue moon, there will be a summer where a million ladybugs somehow get inside and like congregate in the corners of like rooms. It's crazy.
Ew, no.
Someone else tell me that this has happened.
Like they seep through your walls, kind of.
I don't know. I don't know how they get in, like if it's through open windows, like the doors are open and maybe there's like a bloom of ladybugs coming through that you're unaware of. I don't know, but it has happened like probably 3 times in my life where I was living in the corners of like a bedroom or whatever. There's like probably 100 ladybugs.
Well, they're probably like definitely trying to get out of like the heat. So like that's what this says. You know, they migrate, you know, more from the coast to the mountains, like in the summertime, apparently. Oh, okay. And so I could see why they would like be trying to get indoors too in the summertime. But yeah, so this blob was about a mile above the ground and it was 10 miles wide.
Oh my God.
Isn't that the like 10 miles wide, just
flying?
Yes, just ladybugs flying.
Like wicked high up. How high?
A mile high.
Oh, you already said that.
Which isn't like that high, but I mean it's high if you're just standing on the ground, but
right, but still.
Isn't that crazy?
So horrifying.
It's pretty horrifying. And
like ladybugs are like the tamest, cutest bugs known to man. They're called ladybugs. Come on.
But like anything in mass.
That's so scary.
Yeah, they could just like devour you, I feel like, if they all landed on you.
Oh my God.
No, it's crazy. So I heard about this on the radio when I was like driving to work one day. And then I was like, I have to look into this. But yeah, apparently they moved on and whatnot, but they like move on because of temperatures or to find food. So like they'll travel together, you know, for protection and whatnot. And some people, you know, obviously love them because they eat other bugs. So people are like happy, but this is like kind of a lot, you know. A little too much.
They eat other bugs? I thought they just ate like leaves and stuff.
It says in here that they do eat, it said like, it didn't give like a type, but it said like other, what's the term? I'm trying to find it. Like
aphids?
Yeah, aphids and like critters. Yeah, pests. Other pests. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so that's good then.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, what it was basically saying is that ladybugs are pretty plentiful in California already. And so people like buy them from here across, you know, from across the country to put them in their garden. But so that's another reason, like there's just already so many of them here that they are now like moving on because it's getting hotter into like the mountains. But 10 miles wide. Oh,
that is so horrifying.
It's crazy.
Speaking of beehives. did I tell you how there's a beehive at our neighbor's house?
Oh, no.
And I came home from Target one day, and I'm, like, up in my room putting my stuff away, and I hear something. I live on, like, in a super quiet neighborhood. Like, my windows were closed. You know, there's never, like, anything going on outside. And I hear it's like humming. And I'm like, what is that humming sound? What the heck? Oh. So I open my window, like to the back of the house. And I'm like, oh, it's definitely coming from outside. It was like this low pitched humming. Looking all around the backyard, there is a swarm of bees.
Ew. I mean, I guess they're good for the population, but
I've never seen anything like it. Ew. It was insane. I was like, oh my God, is this like a hive was like disturbed and now looking like, and I'm about to tell my kids like, go on outside and like play in the backyard.
What did you do? Like, just like close all your doors and windows?
Well, no, I went outside and took a video.
Oh, God.
Because I'm an idiot. But they were, like, just all in this one area. It was crazy. And I'm like, what the heck? I'm like taking video. I'm like, my husband's never going to believe this. Like, what is happening? And then after like a few minutes, they were gone.
Oh. Like, maybe there was day, like a flower or something they liked right there.
No, the next day, the same thing happened. Same spot. I'm like, oh my. So my husband checked it out. And upon further investigation, our neighbors have like 5 beehives now.
Oh my God. Did they put them, they like know they're there or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, or is that like a surprise to them?
No, no, no. It's like they, you know, they like ordered actual like beehives.
They're like trying to collect honey and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Which is great because we need the bees. And mm-hmm. I'm like, so pro bee. And it's like, fine. But also, like, I have no idea if either of my kids are allergic to bees or not yet. Mm-hmm. So that's like, oh.
You'll find out soon. I'm
just kidding. They literally just stay right around the hive. Because I guess, like, when the queen leaves or something, when something happens with the queen, all the bees leave the hive and swarm. Like, right above the hive, and then they all go back in. Like, there's this whole thing. You know how bees are, like, so crazy, like, way smarter than we'll ever know?
Yeah.
So, there is a reason that they do that, but and they don't bother anybody. Like, they just stay to themselves, and when they're in the hive, like, if you get close enough, you can hear them all, like, kind of making noise. But otherwise, no. It's crazy, and I love them. So I'm in that beehive.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, that's the beehive you're down with.
Anyway, 10 years later, we've
lost. Kate loves bees.
It was just so cool.
No, I mean, we definitely need the bees. Like, they scare me, but, like, we need them for sure.
Yeah, save the bees.
Okay. Okay, well, I have one last story. It's a sports story, and this is one that I just switched up, like, literally right before we recorded, so bear with me if I, like, don't have all the details. Yeah, it's not really late-breaking. It was just, like, way better than the one I had, so.
Okay.
So this man, his name is John Sutherland. He's 68 years old. He just, like, broke this record for running every day of his life for the past 50 years. He's run 50 consecutive years of running at least a mile every day.
Okay.
So for 50 years, this man has run at least a mile every day and not missed a day.
Damn.
Yes. So he started on May 26th, the day after my birthday, in 1969 and has not stopped since. And like, recently.
No, I don't believe this. No. He didn't miss one day.
No, yeah, no, he has not. And so actually the world record is like 52 years, so he hasn't even reached that. But he's like, this is a record in itself.
How do you prove
this? So John is actually a very meticulous journaler anyways. He writes everything down that he does every day, no matter what. Like,
he's a serial killer.
Yeah. He's got like one of those minds, you know? And so was always doing that. And he started to like include his runs too. So he has that to kind of like back it up. But yeah, I mean, he started like in college. He never really was into running. He was a baseball player, but some guys in college showed him about running and he really liked it. And he was like kind of looking for an out on baseball. He actually threw a no-hitter in baseball and then decided to just, like, stop his career there because he, like, wanted to end on a high note. So probably, in college. Like, he probably could have gone pro, I guess, is what they're implying. But, like, he just started. He was just like, I'm done. I'm just going to run. Just like Forrest, he's just going to run, people. So, yeah. That's what he's done. He's run roughly 197,000 miles. Which is an average of 10 miles a day. And he started his streak when he was 18 years old. So he's 68 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I feel like that's giving good runner vibes to totally. Shannon.
I was thinking of Shannon, our, you know, mom squad correspondent, who is an avid runner. My husband is the one who found the story. He likes to run. You know, it's super inspiring. As I think, like, just older people, running is so inspiring. Anyways, it's something you can do your whole life, you know. And this man, John, he, like, definitely found his family through running. He never married or had kids, but he coached at 5 different high schools. He was a music journalist and, like, just really involved in his community. And so he's had lifelong relationships with his running partners, students, and, like, other teammates. And all these people showed up recently in LA to commemorate the, like, the, you know, what's it called? The record breaking for doing, like, the, you know, 50 years. And, like, some people were like, I don't know if you'll remember me, but, like, we ran together 25 years ago, who, like, some of these people who were there, and he, like, remembered them, you know, exactly. So they were just people who he's inspired, like, especially some of his students who he's inspired to continue running. So I just love it. It's such a sweet story, you know. I mean, and he even did say, like, he has had a lot of injuries in this time, and at one point – he had to just, like, he normally runs in, like, public trails in his community, but at one point he had to just, like, run in his backyard because he was, you know, ill or recovering from surgeries, and, like, he is getting older, so he doesn't know how much longer he's going to be able to do this. He has to, you know, do it, I think, for 2.5 more years or so to break the world record, and that might...
Oh, yeah, 68, that's not old.
No, I know. Yeah. Yeah. So
there's people out, like, water skiing that are like 90. Oh, yeah. Also, Amber runs with the November Project.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Oh. Amber is another runner.
Big time. Never understand. I'll never. It's like all I want to do is run. I can't.
I, like, love it and hate it. It's, like, the one thing I can stick with, but the one thing I can never get better at. You know, like, yeah. It's, like, okay, like, I don't know. It's, like, I don't know why I do it, but, like, it is the one thing I've been able to stick with and I like to do, but I'm just, like, never able to get, like, past the 5K mark, really.
Yeah. I couldn't – God, I'm – well, usually when I go on my walks, quote, unquote, sometimes I jog, I'm pushing my double stroller, and it's not a jogging stroller. Mm-hmm. So it's, like – and the sidewalks around here are, like, horrendous.
Oh, yeah. See, that's...
It's just, like, a nightmare. It's
a nightmare. That makes all the difference. Makes all the difference. Yeah. Definitely having a place to run. But, so, okay, I found it. It says that if he wants to break the world record, which is 52 years and 39 days, he will have to run through July 4th, 2021. And the current person who has the world record is former British Olympian Ron Hill. So, you know, an American beating a Brit on 4th of July would be kind of, you know, cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool.
So people are, like, looking forward to that. Yeah. I mean, here's,
like, that.
He had 10 broken bones, including breaking his ribs twice from falling, fracturing his back, and breaking his pelvis. And
if you break your pelvis, you can't run.
Well, he limped behind his house, you know.
No, he didn't. He's lying. I go from, like, loving this man to...
I don't know. I mean...
Dude, your pelvis? You can't run if you have a... broken pelvis.
I don't know how you can possibly run, but you know what, John, I'm not gonna fight you on this. I don't run every day. I wish I could.
Otherwise, it's a very great story, but I just can't. A broken pelvis, come on.
I mean, maybe rib really super slow, and he just does, like, a million laps in his backyard till he gets to a mile.
Oh, you can't do it. Impossible.
Okay, you guys, let us know what you think. Is this guy just a total liar?
Is he the best guy or the worst guy?
Oh, John Sutherland, congratulations. Maybe.
We're looking into this. We're gonna look into you.
We'll get back to you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, That's all I have. Speaking of like slow news week, it's sort of been a slow BuzzFeed quiz week too. I mean, the last few BuzzFeed quizzes have been a little rough.
It's been sparse. It's been sparse. There's literally, how often was I making a connection from like one of our stories to our BuzzFeed quiz?
Oh, I know.
It's not possible anymore. It's not possible. They fired everybody over at BuzzFeed. The quizzes are suffering. What's going
on? I know.
That's your thing, is the quizzes. Why? Why?
That's the thing you got to keep up, BuzzFeed. I mean.
Oh, God. Okay. So we chose, well, I chose because there was literally nothing else. If you were a day of the week, which one would you be?
This quiz is now, so lame. I love it.
I know. It's so good. It's so good. Okay. I don't know. Do you think we got the same one?
Okay. The one I got, I was like, if I get this answer, I will literally quit this show right now. So then I got it. So this is my last show ever, everyone.
Oh my God. I love how you wait to the end to say that. Well, it's been real. It's been really real. So
no, I was just like, oh, I bet I'll get this, you know.
Okay, well now I need to know what you got.
I got Monday.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I'm like, whoever gets Monday is the worst person.
The lamest. I know. That's why I have to quit.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
So,
what is it?
It has a picture of like not Donald Duck, but like the female Donald Duck. Is that Daisy maybe? And she's like in the morning, like pouring herself some coffee. She still has like her hair in little bows and she has a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. And she just looks like a hot mess.
Oh my God. Can you please screenshot that and send it to me so I can put it in the slideshow?
Okay. It says, you're the kind of person with a lot of ambition who craves routine. Sure, not bad at all. Not going to argue with that.
Okay.
Most of the time, though, you push yourself and others a little too hard. Still, not gonna argue with that. I do push myself hard, you know. You're not exactly the most popular person, but you are respected and a little feared.
I love this for you.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I just don't
think. Let me talk to Andy.
I just don't think I am like ready to like face up to it. You know, it makes a lot of sense though. I just need to embrace it.
Andy, off air. Andy, are you scared of Liz?
Dude, everyone's blink, scared of me.
Blink twice if you're scared of Liz.
Oh, you better be scared of me. Okay, and I thought for sure, like, all my answers were like, what's your favorite season? Summer. What's your favorite music? Pop. You know, I was like, I'm going to have, like, a fun day, you know?
I'm definitely getting Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Friday.
Is the best. Okay.
What did you get?
I didn't get the same one. I got Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, Thursday was definitely my favorite day in college for sure.
Oh my God. Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursdays were the best.
Oh, remember that one year? What was that? Junior year or senior year? We were like, it was getting to be a problem. Thirsty Thursday. Yeah, I like Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Thursday.
It's just like Friday Eve, you know?
Yeah. And the picture of this is, well, it's a GIF, but like the screenshot is just a woman wearing an orange blouse with a bra over her shirt and underwear over her clothes. And it says Thursday on her ass under underwear.
I don't understand.
I don't know, but I love it. So it says, you're a pretty versatile person. Versatile? Versatile person. Half the time, you're focused on work and being productive and all that. But the other half of the time, you know how to have fun. People don't feel a huge pressure around you to do anything totally crazy, but the nights you do go wild end up going down in history
OMG.
somehow.
Just like Thirsty Thursdays.
Oh my God. Down in history. There's
That's a
so
good one.
much history, I don't even remember what happened on many a Thursday.
No. It was just, and like not having classes on Friday in college is the
Huge.
best. So, youth going into college, look forward to that and do it when you can.
I mean, that was like the stars aligned, our schedules aligned. It was
A magical time. It was a magical time.
era. Oh my God. Yeah, well. Wow, Monday. Cool.
Well, yeah, Monday. Meh,
Oh
meh.
my God, I just saw the picture.
I just sent it to you.
I think that's Daffy Duck, right? Or no, Daffy's a girl, a boy
It's
too.
Daisy. Yeah, I don't know. I just love that there's like a cigarette in her mouth. It's like, come on,
Yes.
Disney. This is for kids.
This is like the like 1950s
Oh,
Disney where there's
totally.
like Nazis and like, you know, it's
Totally.
like super racist.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely from that era of Disney.
Dude, if you haven't watched a classic cartoon in a while, go like on Amazon Prime and Google or Google and search for classic cartoons and you will be like my kids were watching it. I'm like, "Oh, cool. They're into like old school cartoons." And I'm watching it and I'm like, "Oh,
Dude,
what?
just watch
It
a movie from like the 2000s. We just watched There's Something About Mary, and we were like, you wouldn't have like, they make fun of like mentally ill people, you know, people with disabilities. I'm like, you would not do this today. But that was only
Oh.
like not that long ago.
Oh, how the times have changed.
I mean, it's
Oh, God.
amazing. We were like kind of shocked. We were like, this movie does not hold up.
Oh my God, now I'm gonna have to watch it again.
No, I'm
That's so
telling
funny.
you
So true, though.
that, and when I watched Bring It On, they like said the F word for gay people like so much in
So
that movie.
Really?
Yes, it's like not that long ago. It's crazy how far we've come, people.
Oh.
Look back at your teen movies.
I'm going to. That's your homework. That is your homework for
Yes.
this week.
Yes, that's all the news that's fit to drink. So go watch a teen movie and tell us which one is the most racist.
Yes. And we love you, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.